I always say the number one mindset shift that you're ever going to need to make concerning understanding your purpose is this, is that purpose is not a destination. It is a lifestyle.
Well, hey everyone, welcome to A Wife Like Me. I am so excited. Emphasis on the oh, because we have a new friend with us. She's in Canada. You all know I'm in Minnesota, and we're going to be dropping the O's, you know, probably throughout this whole episode, but I'm just excited. I am encouraged by your book, Nicole. I know that our community here at A Wife Like Me is going to love this message. We need this message. And so welcome to A Wife Like Me, Nicole Salmon.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be here too.
Yes, it's going to be so good. You have a brand new book.
You've got her. She's out.
Yes, my copy. There we go.
You got the advanced reader. This is the final yes. cover.
And she's so pretty.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, if you are not watching on Facebook or YouTube, we're holding up Nicole's brand new book, Courage and Confidence. Yes. I was saying, because your book goes into boxing and unboxing certain things and areas of in our lives, which we're going to talk about, but I almost said unboxing. A bold guide to unboxing who you were created to be, courage and confidence. So we're talking about identity. We're talking about purpose. We're talking about calling. How do we know what it is for ourselves? How do we not walk in hesitation and doubt and maybe even being paralyzed by different things? How do we not do that? And how do we step into who God created us to be and live in that lane of who we are, who He's created us to be, with confidence and with courage? So that's what we're talking about today. Super pumped, Nicole. Why don't you just introduce yourselves? We're new friends, and some people already maybe know who you are here at A Wife Like Me, but introduce yourself to us for those who are not already aware of who you are.
Yeah. So hello, everyone. Again, it's Nicole Salmon here, minister, strategist, and affectionately known as the Purpose Coach. And so I work with women. I had the privilege of leaving my 9-to-5 to launch into what I call full-time purpose and start my own Christian coaching firm for Christian women to help them to gain radical clarity about their purpose so that they can do life from a place of confidence, consistency, and clarity. So I am also a wife, like the community here. And together with my husband, we are parents to a blended family of 5. So our youngest he's 13, he turned 14 this year. And our oldest is turning 25 this year. So we've got our hands full.
Oh, that's so fun. And I love what you do. And I love that you get an inside look into so many different women's lives, like on a daily basis. And I love that they're coming to you for help with exactly what we're going to be talking about and exactly what your book is about. Why do you think, what do you see as the main things that we struggle with as women that kind of keep us from living with confidence? Because it's interesting. Maybe obviously I know you come across this daily with the women you work with, but I do too in different areas. It's almost obviously we're focused on marriage here at A Wife Like Me, but I end up chatting with a lot of different women who they have an idea of what God is maybe saying to them or asking of them, but it's like this that comes in, right? And so I guess from you, this is your jam. Talk to us about, because also I give so many disclaimers, but courage and confidence, the title of your book, Courage and Confidence. Those are like the two things that women want. What holds us back from those two things, from being confident and having courage?
Yeah, absolutely. So the two main things that come to mind for me to highlight, I feel Holy Spirit wants us to highlight in this conversation, is like knowing ourselves. And I know it sounds super simplified, but I think that, you know, understanding ourselves is a life work. Mm. You know, we're always unboxing, discovering, rediscovering parts of us. We understand that as Christian women, we cannot understand who we are apart from our identity in Christ. And the more time we spend with him, kind of like the woman at the well, the more we spend with him is the more we actually get insight into ourselves as well. He gives us insight into who we are. And so I think that confidence and courage, when you know who you are, it makes it easier. I'm sure we've heard it before, to know what to say yes to and how to boldly say no to the things that we need to say no to. And the more unsure we are, right, about who we are, is the more we question, is the more we doubt, is the more we hesitate, right? Like you described, and we go in, and we all go in and out of moments of that clarity, right? So I think it's the commitment to really deep diving. Like, I know you've got an amazing quiz. I did your quiz about your wife type.
Yes. Right?
We could talk about what I am later. But
oh, sweet. I'd love to know.
But it was another level of insight into myself as a wife. And so I think just constantly committed to the understanding, then if someone else tries to put me in a box and say, you know what you should be doing? No, that's not me. I know me. And if you don't know you, you give more space for others to tell you who you are. Mm. And that's confusing. And that's disempowering. And so the second thing would be around why we kind of hesitate and waffle in our courage and confidence about who we are, has to do with a lack of implementation. Like, I am the queen executor, and not just in my own life, but helping women to strategize around how to activate, how to launch, how to execute. I always describe it this way. If what we needed to know about ourselves or our next step was on a big billboard in front of us, but we couldn't quite make it out to read it, if we stay where we are and keep squinting at it, it does not get clearer. But if with whatever little insight we have, we muster up enough courage to just take a step and move closer and a little closer in the direction of the thing, it starts to get clearer, right? And so I think that we have a lot of women who are standing on the sidelines, squinting 5 years, 10 years, 25 years, squinting at what they think they know is that God's plan and design for their lives, but never just taking even a little bit of step to lean in a bit closer in the direction of the thing to get a greater sense of clarity. And clarity gives us that ability to stand courageously and confident.
Hmm. Say that one more time. Clarity gives us.
Yes. The confidence. Clarity gives us the ability to stand courageously and confidently.
I'm just taking notes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think, do you see this? That even sometimes we can see the billboard clearly. Like, we see, okay, let's just take, I'm just going back like 12 years. Amanda, I want you to share with women what I've shared with you. That's the billboard, mm-hmm. in essence. Not really, but you know what I'm, you know, that's what God was saying. So I saw that. And I think sometimes, do you like, you can disagree or agree. Do you think that sometimes actually women do know, but they don't have the clarity of the execution to even know where to step next?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And to that, I say two things. The first one is, I always say, write down clarity when you have clarity. Mm. And it needs to be in a place, or, you know, whether it's a notebook or visibly, where you can go back to it again and again and be reminded. Sometimes we're looking for a new word, you know, like every year people are like, what's your word for the year? I'm like, what he said last year and yeah, before that. Like, it doesn't change.
I'm still working on the 10 year ago. I'm still holding on to that word.
Yeah, you know, so write down clarity when you get clarity in those moments where God speaks to you and you're so super clear, right? So that you can go back to it and readjust and be reminded. And, you know, if you are in a place where, you know, you don't have the opportunity, you don't have a coach or a mentor or somebody who can help you figure out the how, I always say, like, don't make it so big. I think we see purpose as, you know, like, and we've heard it said, like, what problem am I here to solve? And it feels so big. And the bigger it feels is the more we become paralyzed, right? And so I always say, like, if you're feeling paralyzed by the grandness of what's on the billboard, start with what's in front of you today. So if the message is, you know, Amanda, I want you to share my word with women everywhere, right? That's what's on the billboard. Okay, well, I don't have access to women everywhere today, but who do I have access to today? Mm-hmm. Okay, there's my sister girlfriend across the street. There's my neighbor. There's the person I always see on the bus. Like, start with what is in front of you today. God is, you know, on my billboard, is God has given me a mandate to, you know, help bring order to, you know, mega churches. And okay, well, how do I bring order to my house?
Mm-hmm. Amen. Can
I order my day?
Right? Yeah.
Can I order this closet and get it efficient? Like, literally, because there is, like, I feel like God gets excited when we think of the big steps, but I think he gets excited when we tiptoe into purpose. And he's just like, "Ooh, girl, I see that." And he comes like a wind behind the humble beginnings, and he pushes us into the next purpose pit stop and the next purpose pit stop. But take the bigness out of it and say, "Lord, okay, what's in front of me today?" And start there.
I love that. I also think that there are women listening right now. I'm just sensing where you might be listening to us and be like, I don't think that's for me. I want to say that, and I'm sure you're going to agree with this, so take this wherever you want next. But for each of us, and I want to get into specifically, like, because I love how you clearly defined purpose, calling, and assignments. I love that. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. In your book. But I also just, like, for each of us, I want to caution us to think that for each of us, what God is asking of us has to be this big thing or a public mm-hmm. type of platform of any kind or anything like that. No. Mm-hmm. He could be for some of us. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And whatever he is asking of us matters. And whatever that looks like matters. Yeah. And how he's designed us matters. And so for the homeschool mom, for the mm-hmm. full-time work at the home, outside the home, for mm-hmm. for the woman who's like just trying to survive because she's up all night feeding the babies and then all day long she's, you know, trying to just get through the day, right? Wherever you're at, this is for you. This is not a message that is saying this is how you need to be an influencer or blah, 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 blah. No. Okay. I just want to, like, caution, if you're, I sense that somebody's like, I don't think this message is for me. It's for you. What do you want to say to the woman watching or listening who struggles? Cause I want to back it up. Who struggles mm-hmm. to even understand, I don't know who I am. I don't know how God, I'm not really sure. Mm-hmm. I've been living my entire life trying to fit the mold of what other people wanted me to be. I don't really know who I am. Can we start there? What would you say to that woman to help mm-hmm. her understand better who she is? Mm-hmm.
So I want to say my name is Nicole Salmon and I 100% endorse this message. What you just said, like, oh, I coach so many women who are in the season you just described and who are feeling like wifehood, motherhood is holding them back. Like it's the thing stopping them from living a life of purpose, right? And if we're going to understand what that means, I always say the number one mindset shift that you're ever going to need to make concerning understanding your purpose is this, is that purpose is not a destination. It is a lifestyle. Mm-hmm. It is not a what. It is a who. And it's not a place that you get to, but rather it's a place that you live from. Like we could just insert Sila right there and just like sit on that and let it soak, because we have been socialized to feel like it's this big public domain.
Yes.
But really purpose is the way that God has shaped us. And it doesn't matter the what, if I'm not showing up as the right who, then I forfeit the moment, whether it's in my marriage, as a parent, as an influencer, as, you know, a member on the PTA, as the crossing guard in the community where my kids go, like whatever, as a stay-at-home mom, like you'll miss it. Whether you're the CEO or you're the caretaker, you'll miss it if you don't understand the who. Mm. And so, yeah, I say to that woman, you're not missing it, because to assume that it's something you have to get to, it would mean that your life has no purpose right now if you haven't arrived there yet. Mm. And that flies in the face of what we understand through scripture. It says when he created man, he breathed into him and he became this living being. That word being, it speaks to our essence, our purpose, our design, right? So right from creation, we had function, we had purpose, we had identity. So to assume that it's something we get to is just not even theologically accurate, right? So right where you are, mom, right where you are, wife, you are in purpose. And I would also say to you that, you know, you talked about, you know, like who am I and I don't know my purpose. I would say to her that you do know. That's the number one thing that happens in all of my sessions. Women come in saying they don't know. We start chatting. I'm taking notes. I'm connecting dots the way that only Holy Spirit can do. And when I read back to them, like I'll say, hey, like I'll, after an exercise, I'll go like, hey, okay, just tell me if this resonates. My name's Amanda and da 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 da. The tears start to flow and they're like, I said that? Mm. Oh my gosh, that sounds like me. Oh my gosh, that resonates deeply. I think that because purpose is a who, and that is so like close to the chest, we miss it, we minimize it, right? Mm. And we don't realize that the things we are, the way that we think and do things on a daily basis, that is purpose. And because we are looking for this big external thing, we miss it. And we just need someone to come alongside and say, no, that thing right there, that's it. Mm. That's it.
I love that. I think we can spend, I've been in this place, so I'm preaching to the choir here, but like we can, for so many years, want to be something or someone else that we are not, mm-hmm. that we waste so much time trying to fit into that box. I love how you, mm-hmm. your book, I just love the layout of it. But we can try. So we want to be that thing, or we want to be that type of person. Mm-hmm. We want to have that type of personality. We want to be blah, 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 because we see other women, you know, having those types of things or whatever, and thinking mm-hmm. that's it. Like that's the ticket to fill in the blank. Mm-hmm. And then because of that, how God actually did wire us and make us, it's just like laying there dormant, sort of like, come on, like this is beautiful. I make beautiful things, God is saying. And the longer you try to deny how I created you, like the longer you're just going to be waiting to enjoy how I've created you, right? I see that. And I mean, feel free to take this wherever you want, but just to, I guess I'm reiterating actually what you just said. So add anything if you want, but it is, it's like this, once we accept how God created us to be and not, and get rid of all the things that we've been trying to be and forcing our way into being, we accept it and we own it. Then we can start enjoying it, right? As a mom in our house, as a single, as a married woman, as a full-time, whatever, as a, whatever that looks like who we are is beautiful. And I think we can just waste so much time not believing that that is true and trying to be something else. And so I second everything you just said. Can we talk about then, because you say this, purpose is, so first, okay, yeah, well, you can go wherever you want. Purpose is, you say, how we function. Calling is why we function. And then assignment is when and where we function. I love those distinctions. So let's talk about those to help the woman. Okay. Because you're saying, okay, Nicole, I do know who I am, even though maybe I feel like I don't. I do. Maybe I've just been trying to hide it or become somebody else. You're right. I think I do have an idea of how God created me to be. Then let's talk about purpose, calling, and assignment. How do we wrap our minds around maybe, okay, this is who I am. I'm gentle. My spirit is gentle. I'm an internal processor. I'm just trying to think of whatever. Okay, I have an idea of like how God created me to be. Now though, let's talk about purpose, calling, and assignment. How do I start to distinguish some of those?
Absolutely. So I'll get you to feed those to me again, and then we'll walk through them. So I think the purpose part we've already tackled, right? Which is the how, right? And then, you know, I think the next one was calling, which we tend to, you know, we use all three of them interchangeably. So I think understanding the distinction between the three is helpful. You know, we go into calling, which is the why. And so, you know, calling is that word. It comes from the word kletos. I'm probably saying that all wrong. But it simply means an invitation. When I learned that, it felt like a hug. I felt ease to know that calling, again, isn't this big public platform that someone walks in, but it's simply that God is inviting me to take the how, which he gave me, right? He take the who and all of that. He's inviting me to basically give that back to him and join him in service, really, is what calling is. And so he's inviting all of us to take who and the what that he's given us to join him in service. Now, the assignment changes all the time. And so he may invite who we are, what he's inviting us to take who we are, what he's given to us, to maybe serve our family in a season. That is my assignment. Like raising these children and getting them, you know, maybe for you, it's like getting them through high school. Like I remember when I was like preteen, I remember just seeing myself on a large stage and speaking. And I knew that one day I was going to, that I would know that moment when I stood in it. And since that time till even now, like every now and again, I would get a prophetic word about this calling on my life, this global calling and speaking and all this stuff. And, you know, I'm getting older and I'm doing a few things, but I'm just like that stage, I haven't hit it. I'm like, I haven't crossed the border yet. My passport's blank. Like, you know, like what's going on, God? And then I got married and we've got all of these children. And like I said, there was a season where I felt frustrated because I'm like, now it's delaying the thing that I think I'm supposed to be doing. And then I realized like, if God had opened that, had given that assignment in that season, it would have killed my marriage and my children would have suffered. Mm. It was not this right season for that assignment in my life. Mm. My assignment was to, you know, like as someone who's like a gifted strategist and with clarity, like I'm doing vision boards with my children before they can even write. We're talking to them about their identity. Like I'm pouring, I don't have a stage. So home becomes my stage and wherever he puts me becomes my stage. And my husband becomes the stage. And there were other stages too, but it just wasn't the season for the assignment of traveling and going. We wouldn't have survived it. I realized what a gift I was and am to my family in the capacity that I've been in the years, you know, to where they are now. Now, like I said, the youngest is 13, turning 14. The oldest is turning 25. They're a bit more self-sufficient. Their needs aren't as great. Like the doors are opening and I'm like, oh God, I get it.
Yeah.
It's time for, it's not that my family's ever not my assignment, but you know what I mean? It's time to maybe add another assignment. Right.
Yeah.
And so I'm not, my purpose hasn't changed, just where I'm using it and to whom it is assigned to is either shifting or expanding in the season that I'm in. So purpose, this is my who. God's inviting me to give that back to him through helping people to understand their purpose, right? That's the invite that he's given me. And it was with my family. The assignment was to my family in a season. The assignment was to a local denomination in one season. And now the assignment is becoming more global as, you know, I hopefully come to a city near you.
Yes. Hey, hit her up. She's linked below. It's just, that's really helpful. I think also we do need clarity around those three things because if we don't have clarity, it's just confusion creates chaos in our brains. Yeah. And so, you know, we as daughters of the King, he has not put us here on accident, right? And there's work to do. Like go to your grocery store. There's somebody there who is hurting and lonely and scared and needs to know the love of God and needs prayer, all the things, right? And or just go downstairs or wake up and there's people there that need to know the love of God. Hello, you know? And so this is really helpful, I think, because again, if we don't know and understand, have clarity around that, it creates just more hesitation and more pause. And that's, we don't need that. How would you say, maybe like when you are working with women and even in the book, I know because I have the book and I read it, but what are some signs that women are walking with courage and with confidence?
I would say that there is an ease. And I say there's an ease, but it's not easy. And I always make that distinction because sometimes, you know, in church culture, we're misinformed around what it's supposed to feel like when you've said yes to God and when you're walking in purpose, you think that everything should align and all the doors should open and life should be great, right? It's not a call to what's easy, but when you are in right alignment with who you are, there is an ease in which you do life. So can I give a quick example?
Absolutely. Yeah.
So I think I talk about this in the book about a slip and fall that I had years ago, fell with all my weight on my elbow. It knocked my shoulder, all that stuff out. Didn't do physio, didn't do any of the things. I just jumped back into life, right? Because I'm like, I'm a busy mom, a wife, a boss, a this, that. I got things to do. Can't slow down for no bumps and bruises. Years later, all of a sudden, it felt like my body was like betraying me. Like I had pain and I couldn't, I lost range of motion. in the same arm. I couldn't like reach around to like snap my bra in the back. I couldn't put my own seatbelt on. And pain was showing up in odd places in my body, right? And so I ended up being referred to a chiropractor. I'm like, what does a chiropractor have to do with the fact that my shoulder, my elbow, my knee, my ankle, right? Like, but anyways, I go to the chiropractor. If you've ever been to one, you lay on the table. It's all of a few minutes that you're there. He or she applies pressure. And I heard like this crack, crack, right? And I was so fearful because I'm like, good Lord, am I going to get up and not be able to walk? Like, what has this man done to me? I got up off the table and I had full like backstroke, butterfly, you know, swimming range of motion of my shoulder. All because my spine, because of the fall, my spine and parts of my core was out of alignment and it just needed realigning. So when I walked out, you know, Holy Spirit was like, you got to get this. Like, he's like, as it is in the physical, so it is in the spirit, right? He's just like, sometimes life happens. It takes you out. But when you come back into alignment, he's like, now you're able to move and have greater ease in reaching and touching and doing all of the things. The same thing is true for us, you know, and spiritually and just personally, that when we are in alignment, when we are in purpose, there's a greater ease. Mm-hmm. So many of us are misaligned and yeah, we're moving and we're doing things, but there's pain and there's difficulty and there's just such a hardship that comes with doing the thing. But when we bring ourselves into alignment with who God has designed us to be, the reach is further and the ease is greater.
Mm. I'm thinking back to when our kids were really little and similar to how you were describing the women that you work with. I was just like, this is hard. I'm not built for this. This isn't where I'm supposed to be. You know, all these things. I was like, oh, this is just such a hard season. I'm not sleeping. I'm not eating well. I'm not taking care of anything besides what they need. And I was just so tired, exhausted, confused, all the things. And then the Lord started, similar to you and to probably many of us listening, but he started to kind of deposit these truths in me of like, this is where, like, be who you are here.
Yeah.
You know, love them how I'm asking you to love other people here, like start here, do this here. And I love the analogy that you give of your fall, because no matter, like when we are fighting against what is actually needed and necessary, which is that alignment, like when we're just avoiding that piece of it, then everything is hard. And like, yeah, it just doesn't have to be that way. But when we ignore reality and like we ignore our own lack of infilling and indwelling of the Holy Spirit, when we're ignoring like, man, we're just not even in the secret place with God. Like we're just avoiding the things that we know is actually going to bring alignment in the first place. Like everything is so hard. And so I love the ease to which we are just living. Again, not that it's not easy. In fact, I think I start a page that I wanted to maybe if we, yes, well, this does apply. I'm just going to quick read it. This is just a few sentences that you wrote. Mm-hmm. You say, because this does have to do with what we're saying, God is more concerned with your character than he is with your comfort. And I think, you know, that's what we do want to believe, that when we are in alignment, it's a lot more comfortable. It's not, but there is an ease, like you say.
Yeah.
You know, he's not trying to make you beg for it, you say, because you were just, I'll read the whole thing. God is more concerned with your character than he is with your comfort. This means he will allow you to break a sweat in order to break a curse, bad habit, or unproductive pattern to mature your faith and purpose. He's not trying to make you beg for it. He is trying to make you better for it because you are already built for it. And so knowing that, I think like you say, we've been misinformed in the church oftentimes. And that is one piece of it that I think we've got to know that there is this ease to which we will experience when we are in alignment. And at the same time, gear up, sister friend. Like, this is going to be good, but you are called, and it's not comfortable. But I love that analogy, the ease. Any other like things that come to mind for us today with how do we know if we're walking with confidence and courage?
Mm-hmm. I think it's even when you talk about, you know, suit up, boot up. I think the introduction of the book, you know, in my conversation to the readers, to the women, I say like, yeah, it's going to get uncomfortable. And I love you too much to lie to you, right? And tell you that this is going to be so good and so fun. But let me think about that. I think that's a great question. I'd like to add to that maybe some of the things we can do, you know, some of the ways that we can identify, right? Our purpose, you know, to get into that place of courage and confidence. And I think that, you know, we can look at things like, you know, we've heard it said, look at, you know, what frustrates us and, you know, like what we're good at. But I recently wrote a devotional called A Purpose Hack, kind of how do you identify your purpose in your everyday life, on the YouVersion. It's on the YouVersion Bible app. And in it, I look at the life of Joseph, which is like one of my favorite people to kind of like understand this purpose walk through. Like it's an account I read over and over and over again. And one of the nuggets that came out to me, for me was, you know, if you know the story, if you're listening and you know the story, Joseph's brothers hated him. You know, his dad gives him this really cool coat. They hate him even more. He starts having all of these dreams where they're basically, where he's presented as the leader, you know, amongst them, even though he's the youngest. And they can't stand him. They can't stand him. And the throughout the scripture, it just kept saying, and they hated him all the more, and they hated him all the more. And so one day they see him coming afar off, the scripture says, and like, you know, bitterly, they kind of go, oh, here comes Joseph, the dreamer, right? And they didn't realize that what was meant to be an insult actually was giving insight into who Joseph was, right? And so I say, you know, look at even some of the places that have, some of the experiences that have been unpleasant, and maybe even some of the unpleasant things that have been said because someone did not understand who you were. What insight might some of those insulting experiences have for you to understand who you are? Because again, we said clarity gives us the ability to stand courageously and confidently, right? And so it's like, yeah, I know they said this, but what they were missing was actually this. Like, this is, it's almost providing a mirror for me about something in me that I may not be able to put language to, but they weaponized it against me when really it was not meant to be a weapon. It was meant to be a tool.
That's so good. And I think that's one of the things as we are learning, you said at the beginning of this conversation, I'm not going to say it exactly how you said it, but this whole understanding of how God created us and who and what he's given us to do, who he's created us to be and what he's given us to do in any season, it's a life's work. And even today, I'm almost 41, and I'm still learning new things about myself. And even though they've been there all along, I'm just realizing them about how God created me. And I think that that's just probably maybe another way we can know we're taking a step toward that billboard, right? Like that the place, that the person that God's created us to be, we're taking a little step toward it every time we understand from, again, maybe a pleasant or unpleasant experience, something that's been used to hurt us, when actually that's something that's just revealing a part of ourselves maybe for us. It's like, those are maybe some ways we can like, oh, I just learned something about myself. Like that is building my courage and confidence. And it's not in ourselves, right?
No.
It's in who he is.
Yes.
God has made us to be, what he's created us for, and how he's created. It's like, oh, I'm growing in my courage and my confidence that I believe that God actually good. And does create good and beautiful things, including myself. And as we learn and understand how he created us, what he has done, what he's given us to do, that's where the courage and confidence comes from. It's like, oh, that's how you, oh, whoa. Like, I didn't even know that, Lord. I didn't even understand that or see that or want to think about it or whatever.
I love that you said that, because I'm hoping that the title redeems, I think even the construct or the idea of confidence and courage, because it's not just, oh, I'm confident about me and I have courage in what I can do. No, it's actually, because when you say it's this interchange in who he's created me to be. So if there's good there, it's because, one, he put it there, and two, I'm made in his image. So I'm learning about the ways of God and how parts of me are like him.
Yeah.
That gives me confidence.
Yeah.
That gives me courage. Like, how dope is it to learn that, like, okay, my ability to create strategic plans, I think about how he put the stars in the sky, and he knew what should go here and what should come first. And I think about the building of the tabernacle and how, like I read the Bible even a bit differently. Well, I shouldn't say differently, but things pop out according to my God design and according to the parts of me that are like him.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, oh, I'm like my daddy in that way. That's so cool. That gives me confidence, not because I can do it, but because if it's an ability to, you know, to encourage others, I don't have to rely on me having the right words. I am reliant on the fact that he has created me with the part of him that knows how to say, let there be and there was.
Yes.
And like, come on, like how much more confidence do you need than that?
Mm-hmm.
That same ability is in me, and I can speak to someone, and those words can give life, not because I chose the exact right words, but because a part of my father is in me. So I do like my daddy did.
Yes, that is it. It's like, you know, again, we're not here just to like, oh, it's just cool. I mean, no, like we've been given a command. We've been given a command with his authority to do what he's asked us to do. That's a big deal. And we can get excited about that. And we each have a part in that plan. We each play a part in that plan. We are his marketing and strategy. Like we are. And that's something to get excited about. And we eat again, like you have something I don't have. You have a way to represent the gospel to the world that I don't have, and vice versa. And that's kind of on purpose, you know? And so it's okay to get excited about your message. Like we should want to understand who we are and how God created us uniquely. And then like how cool, it's just fun. It should be fun for us. Nicole, what do you want to say to the women listening or watching right now? Like, to just a final thought. Again, if you're just joining us, we're talking about Nicole's brand new book, Courage and Confidence, A Bold Guide to Unboxing Who You Were Created to Be. What do you want to say, like, as a final thought?
Yeah, I think that what I am sensing, I was going to say in this season, I think in God's bigger plan ultimately, but especially in this season for his daughters, is he's calling for a global activation, a global engagement of his daughters to get into their rightful place and to finally have the courage and the confidence to trust what God has been revealing to them about who they are in this season and what they should be doing. And I think I also want to say to that woman who might be feeling a sense of like, you know, like, am I being too cocky, you know, by kind of taking this posture of courage and confidence? And it feels so me, right? But it's not cocky. It's actually celebratory, you know? And when you think about how good it feels, you know, let's say you give a girlfriend, you go shopping and you buy like the perfect top because you know it's her favorite color and it's her style and you give it to her. And then the next time you see her, she's wearing it and you're like, oh, girl, like you get so excited. Like that's how God feels. Like it's not a condemnation. It's not you being cocky or arrogant, but it's a posture of celebration to put on what he's giving you and to wear it boldly. And so when someone asks, girl, where'd you get them shoes? Where'd you get that bag? You can be like, you know, my girlfriend, but you can say my daddy. Like, where does that come from? When someone leans in and says, oh my gosh, I love the way you just make cakes and you do the thing. Like, and like, how, where do you even get the ideas from? Do you know, like God just gives that to me. And so I say like, he is calling in this season, for you to put on what he's given to you, and to have the courage and confidence to trust. Yes, that's me, daughter. Yes, it's me that you're hearing. Yes, it's me that gave that to you. Now I want you to just go out and live that boldly in the world.
Yes. So good. So good. Amen to all that. Nicole, one other question you said, I don't want to forget to talk about it. You said that you took the wife quiz and you learned something, another layer about yourself. What did you learn? What's your wife type? Are you, I think I know. Are you an influencer?
I am.
I knew it.
I am.
So awesome.
It is. And I think the part that I think the part I struggled with was when it's like, you know, if your husband feels this or says this, I was like, no. I was like, all pouty.
We're fine. It's fine.
Yeah. I was like all pouty, but it was bang on. It was bang on. And so, yeah, not that I didn't know that, like I said, you know, purpose, identity, it's not that you're learning something completely new, but it's almost like you turn it, you rotate it a little bit and you see a different side. So this quiz was just yet another rotation, more language, right? To understanding who I am, but not only who I am, but how that impacts some of the people closest to me. And in this quiz, specifically my husband, my partner, right?
So. Yes. I too, I'm with you. I'm an influencer as well in our marriage. Yeah. And yes, just like with anything, there's like, you know, obviously great strengths to that. And also things that we can be aware of and grow in. And, yep, I'm right there with you. So beautiful, beautiful, good, hard altogether. Yes. That's awesome. Well, Nicole, would you please pray for the wives? I always ask our guests to pray over the wives before we close out. Would you mind doing that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, for being with us and allowing us an opportunity to cozy up and pull up a seat with you today through this conversation, Lord God. And I just believe that you were in the midst of everything that was said, God, every question that was asked, Lord God, piquing curiosity, God, not just into this book or even into me, Lord God, but that it would pique curiosity into the Father and into the listeners to understand and dig deep into what you have placed inside of them, Lord God, the treasure and the beauty. God, I pray right now to the woman who might be listening, who does not see any beauty and is struggling to find the treasure. God, I pray that you would dismantle every lie. I pray that you would tear down, Lord God, every barrier that is keeping her, Lord God, from seeing your face and in turn seeing who she is today, Lord God. I pray that you would strengthen her. I pray that you would embolden her with courage and confidence that only can come from you. I pray that you would stabilize her. I pray, God, that you would show her, Lord God, nuggets, Lord God, right where she is, of the people and the places that you have positioned her to have influence and impact in, Lord God. Pour into her today, God, where she is empty. And to the woman that is already full to the overflow, Lord God, give her insight and strategy, Lord God, where she should direct her pour in this season, Lord God. Help us to continue to have a healthy appetite and desire and hunger to chase after you, God, because you say they that hunger and thirst after righteousness will be filled. God bless Amanda and this platform and the amazing women who work with her, Lord God, and bring her more women like the one who are listening today, Lord God, that through this, Lord God, there would be a great, Lord God, like a great revival, that as women listen, you would spark revival and they would listen and take the treasures and go, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Ladies, check out Nicole below. She's linked, as well as you can grab your copy of Courage and Confidence below. Nicole, congratulations on your book.
Thank you.
We're so proud. We thank you for spending time with us, and I'm sure you will be back at some point again. Ladies, we'll be back next week for an all new episode. We'll see you later.